Welcome to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstrom.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And Kirsten Gorick, you are now officially caught up.
Oh my gosh! It's like freedom, because I'm not afraid of spoilers anymore. And also, I'm emotionally exhausted.
Right?
Yeah.
This one was so different than the first season's finale. I just, there was action, obviously, but it was just such a gut punch, and it was stressful in a different way. That whole moment with Doc and Winona, and they're like, shoot off, where I had no idea what was going on.
I'm
like,
please tell me
they have a plan.
Cool.
They have a plan, but they haven't talked. So how do they have a plan? But they have to have a plan, because he can't shoot her.
Did you notice the coded language? Because this time I noticed the coded language they were using about shooting two birds with one stone. And like, I'm like, I didn't catch that bit, but I didn't connect it. So, yeah, but I knew it was coming. So then I was like, oh, he's telling her what to do in front of them.
Yep. But neither one of them were actually sure it would work, because at the end, she was like, I didn't know you could split a bullet. And he was like, neither did I.
And he actually did it, though, and it didn't go all flying in a while.
Right, and he was so excited to finally have killed some things.
Although technically it was still Winona's bullet.
That's true.
But she couldn't have done it without him.
I know, it's true.
They make a good team.
They do.
And they made a little
and
baby.
Their parents. Mm-hmm. Oh, that kid was so cute.
It was a pretty cute baby. If you like babies.
Yes.
If you care for that kind of thing, which I do.
There you go.
I just don't want one of my own. Mm-hmm. I liked how Erica called it. We're going, what gender is it? And Erica said it was in a blue blanket. Yeah, therefore, like, it must be a girl. And it was. Aww. That was a great touch.
Dainty and delicate in blue. Just like he said earlier to Winona, you would look good in blue.
Yes. Yeah. But wasn't that in season one?
I think it was.
Back with the stone witch when he got the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
I love
Nice them. Linkage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we also, the baby is definitely Doc's, because she was able to cross the border.
Thank goodness.
Was Waverly.
Yes. Yeah. I still don't know what's up with her, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not an Erp. But not a demon. But it seems like Boa knows, probably. He said she was kin.
Kin. So whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, and I guess if she's saying she's not related, then it's not her mom.
Yeah, because we thought maybe she got it on with her dad.
Yeah. Although, who knows? Maybe.
So much mystery. Yeah.
Really a lot. Maybe Waverly's a descendant of, like, Robert Svein's actual family.
Yes.
That would make sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bobo was in fine form this entire episode.
Yes, he was.
He really was.
Just the shots of him watching the two widows go at it were just, that man and his face, he does so much without saying anything.
Just those tiny, devious smiles where you're like, was this his plan? Did he just know everything was going to go to shit and just go with it? I don't know, but he's thoroughly... Mm-hmm. I think he knew that it was all going to go to shit somehow.
Mm-hmm. Could he tell that Mercedes had sort of, like, you know, moved on into the 21st century?
She's which was feminist brilliant. Widow now.
Yeah. Loved that. Great.
But you have those lines from Beth being like, you know, and you're our husband and now we're going to, you know, our master, and now we're going to worship you and take care of you. And like in my head, I'm going, oh, my God.
I think we actually audibly were like, God.
Yep.
I said she's 100% drank the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you could see in the background, Mercedes was almost but not quite rolling her eyes.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like they've been building for that the last couple episodes, just that rift between the two of them, how they aren't really sisters. They were these two women who got thrown together into this relationship with their demon husband. And Mercedes is like taking it to another level. Well, she was. Now she's
dead. Inspired by Winona and her, how she's so badass and better than Wyatt. And I love that. Yes. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was almost like the old Mercedes a little bit.
Yeah. Although speaking of the old Mercedes, I'm pretty sure she's not getting her face back. Because
I know. It's really sad.
Because Galadriel style Mercedes ended up turning into
so
a
beautiful
giant pile of bulbous bugs of some sort. I don't even know
crab
what it
bugs?
Was. It was really gross.
Yeah.
And that sound they made. Ugh.
Yeah, I didn't see a face like drop off onto the ground. So
maybe in TV plastic surgery, though, they can just like magically build one for her and we'll just accept it, because it would be fun to have Mercedes back.
It would be.
Although I'd buy it.
Although to have her back and have her sort of have to live through the the psychological ramifications of that. I feel like she wouldn't be like the quote unquote fun bitch.
No,
she's
not
going to be the fun bitch anymore. She's got some stuff she's going to have to work through.
Probably she's not going to be back.
Yeah. I hope she gets some help.
Get well soon, Mercedes.
Mm-hmm. We're rooting for you.
Right? totally. Speaking of Bobo, his hair turned much whiter by the end.
Yeah.
So that mm-hmm. which led to a delightful, very Canadian joke when Jeremy refers to him as Platinum Blonde, which is a thing that I would not have gotten as an American. Oh, Platinum Blonde is a band.
So Platinum Blonde isn't...
I had never heard of Platinum Blonde.
Every time I talk to Erica, I'm like learning things that are not
we're so stuck widespread. In our
Canadianism. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know they were Canadian.
Yes. Yeah, so for everybody outside of Canada, they're a rock band that still gets some radio play, but they were from what, the 80s?
The 80s, okay. Yes, when Platinum Blonde hair was a hot thing.
Football's one of the times,
anyways. But
I think either this episode or last, Waverly also said vamoose, and I wasn't sure if that was like a Canadianism that you were just did well, not.
Vamoose is a Spanish word for you know.
Oh,
let's get out of here.
That's true. Never mind.
Is that a Canadian band too?
No, it's not.
No, but my family says it a lot.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'd say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one I recognized. I feel like there was another Canadianism in here somewhere that stuck out at me, and I can't remember what
Waverly
it was.
Said bugger, which is definitely a... Mm.
Sort of Bobo.
You know what, though? Mm. It is, if you say it, my British in-laws get upset when I say it. So we say it as like a fun, frivolous, cute thing. Mm-hmm. But there, it's more sweary.
Yeah,
so they are a little offended when I tell them, like, say something is bugger off or something. That's much ruder in Britain than it is here. Because here, I think it's cute.
Yep. There are a lot of words like that.
Yeah.
Like, don't say wanker to a British person.
Also, don't say fanny. Don't talk about your fanny pack.
Yep.
Oh, all right. I should be writing this down.
Yeah.
Your fanny pack? Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. We can bring back vaginas again.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I've laughed so much at Jeremy as when he said that he would feel it in his groin if Doc had died.
She almost cried laughing.
Oh, I almost did. I couldn't. I don't know what anyone else said after that because I was dying laughing.
I believe Wynonna said, for that, I'm going to say vagina again.
Yeah. Which I think that's very fair.
Oh, yes. Totally.
Yep.
Every cringe she made whenever she mentioned vagina.
Oh, man.
Vagina, vag. She said there are a number of words that she kept using. And I was like,
beaver.
We need to say those things on TV more often because like it's so much more, it seems so much more taboo than just to like call somebody a dick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and didn't she say to Rosita, after you've had your fingers up, it's rude to shoot someone after you've had your fingers up someone's badge?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's pretty much what's happening here.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah, a little disappointed in Rosita.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
come on.
We've seen shades of Revenants who have sort of this piece of humanity. I really wanted to believe that she was one of them, but... I mean, I guess it's self-preservation at the end of the day. Yeah.
She didn't... it wasn't like she made this... face turn and suddenly became evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she didn't look like she was enjoying it. She didn't seem like she wanted to do it.
She looked regretful, I think, very, at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
she still did it.
Yeah, yeah, and she still planned on killing Wynonna and giving up her baby.
She still whacked Waverly hard on the head.
Yep. Oh,
mm-hmm. That was painful.
But then she also said to Waverly, you know, I really liked you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
right before
very,
Waverly
yeah,
shoots
I was
her.
Very conflicted. Yeah.
Okay, and what happened with Waverly shooting her? That's the thing I'm confused about. Okay, so she's not the heir. We know that. She's not an ERP. Mm-hmm. Somehow, be it through sisterly love or Wynonna, like, cheering for
demanding.
It
demanding
she yeah. told Peacemaker yeah, to do it
get it together
but Peacemaker turned blue
mm-hmm.
yeah
and you know clearly went off there was a noise
and I feel like she had blood on the side of her head like I feel like it nicked her maybe
oh but, maybe okay I'll have to go back yeah. and watch closely because I thought that maybe nothing even came out of the gun I wasn't sure
I don't know it was very weird I'm trying to think I don't think it's ever gone blue before
no I don't
it
think
did.
So
when she shot Willa, when Wynonna
right.
shot Willa,
okay.
it was blue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So that was, I was just like, huh.
Something to do with the ERPness? Maybe she is an ERP. Maybe the DNA results are a lie.
Oh, who knows? So yeah, so that's interesting. Now I want to just take that scene and Zapruder it, just like frame by frame. Like, is there a bullet? Where did it go? Because I'm realizing that I totally misunderstood what happened in the last episode. For some reason, I was thinking that... Because Dolls kept saying that he was the one that shot Doc, which, yes, he did. But I didn't realize that. I thought Waverly had stood up from behind the bar and shot
No, I think he reached up and shot him in the stomach from close range.
Yeah. I totally didn't get that until this episode. Which now the blood spurting out of his back makes much more sense.
Slow motion spurting.
So much splurting.
Yep. So I'm not always so quick on the uptake. This is why it's good to watch things multiple times.
Well, you know, what's the fun of that if you can't pick things apart a little more each time?
Yep.
Apparently we need to now start over from the beginning and watch all the episodes again.
It really bears rewatching. I've gotten so much more out of it the second time through. And I mean, it was such a huge gap between the first time I watched all of this and now that I had forgotten a lot. Like I remembered that I thought I remembered that Rosita turned traitor at the end, but then we got like toward the middle of this episode and nothing had happened and I didn't remember exactly how it happened. So I was like, oh, maybe I misremembered that. And that's but then, yeah, sure enough, she slams Waverly against the pool table.
Yeah. And I thought she might have been shot at the end. I thought she was dead.
Yeah, me too.
That's how I remembered it, but I forgot.
So, yep. So she's still out there. It'll be interesting to see.
She better be running.
Yeah. I love that line too. You better have a great sports bra because I'm going to chase you to the ends of the earth or whatever.
Yeah, so quippy.
She is.
So good to have her back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now her mom.
Mama Earp. So truth be told, I knew that Mama Earp made some kind of a reappearance because at some point before I watched the show, Annette and Erica had mentioned that they were really excited about the actress who'd been cast in the role, but I didn't know like when she was going to show up. I kind of expected her to come all boots and guns a-blazing back into town. I didn't know that presumably Wyona knows where she's been this whole time and that there's some kind of understanding between them about this Bolshar dude.
Yeah, so she's in the know of things, that's it. So yeah, they came out not super long ago with the cast, because there's lots of rumors, because then of course the whole thing after the show is all the rumors about who are they going to cast as Mama Earp.
Yeah.
And then I was so excited because they said Megan Follows, and I'm like, Megan Follows, lose my mind. And Erica's kind of like, who's that?
I don't know.
She's like, the queen from Rain and also
Anne of Green Gables.
You need to explain the whole Anne of Green Gables connection to people. Well, there are a lot of people in the States that actually did watch that because it was on PBS, but I was not one of those people. Maybe it made its way to the UK too. I assume it did.
Yeah. So Anne of Green Gables is written by Lucy Maud Montgomery, a Canadian writer from like the 1800s or something. I don't really know when. See, I just read
long
the books.
Ago.
No, it would have been leading into because her story ends around World War I.
Oh, okay.
So early 1900s. But anyways, there's like, she was prolific and wrote so many books. And I have an entire bookshelf of Lucy Maud Montgomery books. And when we were younger, they made a great series. The first one, especially each subsequent movie went downhill. they made the show with Megan Follows, and it's set in PI. I've been to PI 3 times to see the actual Green Gables house, which the author lived in. And so I'm just so pumped because I'm super excited about it. And I've loved her forever.
So yeah, big coup on the Canada front.
Yeah, so like Canadians, like yeah, even people who didn't watch it would probably still know her from that show at least.
Oh yeah, and she's Canadian TV royalty.
Yeah, and like she shows up in a lot of stuff. She was on Murder Rock Mysteries not that long ago. Mm. Yeah, so like yeah, she's well known within Canadian circles.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. That was not her voice in the voiceover, though.
No, I'm saying like it's not her voice, and now it's bugging me because it's a different voice, and I understand why they do that, but it's the wrong voice.
Well, television requires retcons sometimes. That's just how it works.
Can't they like retcon her voice into the next into the episode?
Maybe there will be a special edition DVD set someday that actually has Megan Follows' voice.
And I can be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go. I want to step back and just give some applause to Tim Rozon for his performance.
Oh my gosh.
As Doc in this. I mean, just...
Did we all cry?
Oh, twice.
I cried twice. I was weepy, but I didn't get like, I cried the first time for sure. His revelation that he actually went to hell after he was killed. And yeah, wow. And like holding up his hands and like, obviously he'd been wearing some sort of burning shackles or something that looked really painful. His fight with Bobo, getting his hand stabbed into a wooden board.
Well, and that, oh, that,
and then pulling it
brutal.
Out
and then slapping Bobo around with it.
Yes.
Yeah, with that hand. That was like crazy.
I suppose if he'd just been in hell, having your hand stabbed is probably nothing,
you know,
in comparison.
Shake it off.
Mm-hmm. And then his performance at the end, like with the baby, and then at the very end with Wynonna.
Yeah, like totally opposite ends of the spectrum emotionally, from like anger, rage, mm-hmm. to that quiet sadness and reflection, and like, ugh, so good.
Yeah, single tear.
Mm-hmm. He's good at that.
And Melanie Scrofano too, in the scene like right after she has given birth, and just her, you know,
her badassery.
Actually, I meant the tenderness. Like, yeah. When she's with the baby and doesn't yeah. want to let her go.
And doesn't realize that she wouldn't want to let her go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes, like, often it's not unusual for them to write out babies, because babies yep. are kind of a pain in the butt narratively. Because what do you do with the baby? They don't do nothing. So it's, you know, but then sometimes it's like they write them out or but there's no emotion, or it's, they're over mm-hmm. it too quick. And that just felt really real.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this really made sense because it's a safer thing. I mean, yep. Beth wanted to feed the baby to a little demon, right?
Bun in the crazy. Oven, fresh out of the oven. Fresh.
Oh God.
Ugh, gross. Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense that they would need to, like, this is a parent making the best choice for their baby.
Well, and don't you think it now adds a certain intensity to breaking the curse? Like, breaking it for yourself is one thing, mm-hmm. but breaking it so you can save your child, so that you can be with your child.
So that your child doesn't have to go all through this bullshit.
Yes.
Yep.
So it's like that just adds a whole new level of intensity to needing to get the curse broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Perry.
Oh,
what a mensch.
Yes. He's so great. Yeah. And I love that he's just like, they have this, you know, random super rich guy that they know. That
call on with this, you know, helicopter. He swoops in with two guys in ski masks and a wet nurse.
That's
so awesome.
But I also really like the line that they tossed in there about how, you know, he says, yeah, I wouldn't even be alive if it wasn't for Wynonna. This is the least I can do. And then I think it's Waverly that says, you know, her good deeds are finally paying off.
Yes.
Which is true. That's kind of what this whole show is about. She was such a screw up. And was just sort of trying to escape, and comes back, you know, in that very first episode. And everybody still, like the entire town still hates her and thinks she's just trash. And she's really been working against that. Not that she cares that much about what they think, but.
Yeah. But also the
sirens. Sheriff Nedley's coming.
Siren break.
But I think also the conversation between Jeremy and Nicole and how they've created family. Mm-hmm. So she's not only building her, like building good deeds, she's also building community.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, when Jeremy said that he doesn't fit in, but that doesn't matter. They let him be him.
Yes.
Yes.
I loved that.
That is so important.
In a sense, because he stayed the most the same in the alternate universe. It's like, he really is just him. That's him.
Yep. Yep. And he made some kind of comment. So he was in a car accident when he was a kid, mm-hmm. and he somehow related it to Black Badge.
Yeah, I missed one
there
of those
was something
lines.
There.
Yeah. Well, like, and there's been those allusions to dolls having been taken mm-hmm, again when he was a kid. And that he used to be a rule follower, and now he's breaking the rules so much so that he burned the firefighters, which was amazing.
That was so called for.
Yeah. Like, burn those buggers.
They were the worst.
Yeah, I had completely forgotten that they turned out to be such shitheads at the end. Because
I remembered they were shitheads.
I remember them being obnoxious douche bros, but I didn't remember that they wanted to steal Wynonna's baby and raise it to be a fighter.
And they killed an innocent doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, why did
they
kill her?
Whatever. You haven't done that, dolls.
I'm so pissed because I really like that doctor.
She was
nice. She was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Why'd they do that?
Yeah. And
for no reason.
And we had a woman of color as a doctor, which that is another thing that is super duper legit for Alberta.
Like, yes. Oh, mm-hmm. totally.
Yep. So, God, freaking Ewan. I'm glad you burned.
Yeah.
You and your aggressively handsome face.
Yeah. Not so aggressively
handsome
anymore.
Now it's melted.
Yeah.
I also wanted to point out at the end where we have that lovely scene where there's the song from that is now on a car commercial that plays over and over and over again. And what show did
the Shannara Chronicles? It's the theme song.
I didn't realize that seems like a perfect theme song for a show about mm-hmm. those books. But anyway, so that song's playing and you have this kind of slow motion. Everybody's drinking empty coffee, which looks it looks less empty in slow motion. I'll give it
true.
That.
Mm-hmm.
And probably because you don't have to hear the empty cup hitting something.
But they're all smiling and kind of laughing. But then and you see Nicole in the car and she has just signed her divorce papers that has a nice little post-it on it from Shay saying, you know, love you always, whatever, smiley face.
Yeah.
But they're divorced. That's good. But underneath it is a file about the cult of Bolshar and the way that Nicole and Dolls were making
had
eye
a little
contact,
like, mm-hmm. yep.
It made me wonder if anybody else actually knew that file was there.
In existence.
Or if they've mm-hmm. had something scheming or talking
like have they known?
Like longer.
And so, maybe they have because they didn't know that Clutie was Bolshar. So they might have known
that's
that
an excellent point.
The cult yep. of Bolshar is a thing. Obviously Mama Earp knew about it for a long time and Wynonna didn't believe her.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so.
And does it have anything to do with why she left? Why did she leave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope she we get to find out.
Her husband didn't seem like a great person. That may have been part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have to watch the trailer.
I think maybe we're going to have to watch the trailer
for
season trailer. 3.
There's a few a trailers and teasers.
Yeah. Yes. We will do that. And then we'll do an episode on those.
Yeah.
On those as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right. Anything else about this or anything else in season 2 that you want to cover before we
just
mosey?
That Doc put his hat on Jeremy's head and he was so excited.
Yeah.
And then he asked to go for beers together. Like, I love you, Jeremy. You're adorable.
Right?
I go for beers with you.
So cute.
And then Doc took the hat back.
Mm-hmm.
He also, I think, called him gorgeous when he was running away to go meet the baby.
I missed that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That
so we should all be shipping them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be okay with that, actually.
Me
yeah,
too.
Actually. All right.
That's all.
Until next time.
Lights out, bitch.